We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Omid Beis, and we are starting right after the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Omid Aleph. We learned in the beginning of the Mishnah, Gonav al Pishnayim, V'tovach Humacha al Pihem, or al Pishnayim Acherim, Mishnah Suvav al Chumishu, which means someone steals, two Edim says the guy stole, and another two Edim, that's the second case of the Mishnah, another two Edim said he shechted it, he pays Dalad Vehe. Even though you can't pay Dalad Vehe without having the Edim on the stealing, because if two Edim say, oh, I saw someone shechting an animal, it's nothing, you lie shechting on an animal, it's only because you have two Edim that's saying that it was stolen, and then these two Edim say, I saw him shechting an animal, he paid Dalad Vehe. So it's a little bit of a chatzidava, which the Gemara is going to discuss. So the Gemara, Leima Mastisim, the Loik Rabbi Kiva, our Mishnah that allows two pairs of Edim to combine in Mechayiv, the Chiv of Dalad Vehe, of four or five times, is not like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva, Imer. Rabbi Kiva says, Dovar, Darshan, in the Pasuk says, Apishnei Edim. Oy Apishnei Edim, Yakum Dovar, Darshan, Dovar, Velechati Dovar. You have to say the entire thing, and not half the thing. And here, the Edim on the Shechita are saying a half a Maisa, because what they're saying alone wouldn't be Chayiv anyone. Where do we have Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva has brought down the following Braisa, the title of the Braisa. Rabbi Yosik, Shaholach Abba Chalafta, it's Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri. Rabbi Yosik is talking about his father, Abba Chalafta. His father's name was Chalafta, but he added the word Abba, and they bring a riot from here that you can say your father's name if you say the word Abba before the name. Rabbi Yosik, Shaholach Abba Chalafta, it's Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri, Lumay Taira. When Abba Chalafta, which is his father, went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri, or it was the opposite way, V'amrila Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri, Yitzel Abba Chalafta, or the story was that Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri went to learn Torah by Abba Chalafta. And like the top Rashi says, Chalafta, Shem Aviv, that's where it comes from. So what was the story? So they went to learn by each other, not sure who said to who, whoever went to learn by the other one, Amaloi, and they asked him, a shy like this, Haresha Akhla, we know there's a din Chazaka. Chazaka means, if someone's on a property for 3 years, and no one says a word, so then, it belongs, and he says, I bought it, he doesn't need a star anymore. It belongs to him. He's already a muchzik that this is his. So even though the owner says, what do you mean it's my property? And he shows even a star, a deed that's his property. He says, no, what do you mean? You sold it to me. So, and if you're here 3 years, I don't have to prove it to you I stole it to you. Once I'm here 3 years, I can say, since you were quiet for 3 years, obviously it's mine. So what was this? Let's say you don't have Edom that say he was there 3 years. You have separate Edom. The first year, you have two Edom saying, eight, one the first year. Shnia, another two Edom, B'fnei Shnayim. Another two Edom say, the second year. Shlishis, the third year, Chazaka, another Pia Edom, B'fnei Shnayim. Ma, what's the halacha? That's either Abba Chalafta asked Rechon Uri, or Rechon Uri asked Abba Chalafta. Amaloi, he answered, Arezu Chazaka, it's a good Chazaka. Amaloi, Afani Oymekain, I also would think that, because if you combine all three Edis, you have 3 years. Elo Shere Rekiva Chalik B'davar. Rekiva argues, Shere Rekiva Oymer, Davar V'loi Chazi Davar. Rekiva says, no, this is a year Chazaka is nothing. So it's Davar L'Chazi Davar. It means each Edim, each period Edim is saying nothing, because 1 year is nothing. So that's Davar L'Chazi Davar. That's what Rekiva says. So Akaponim, that is the Braisa. We have here really Machlekis. The Rabbanon will call Abba Chalafta and Rechem Nuri, the Rabbanon, who argue Rabbi Kiva about Dova L'Chatzi Dova. So it seems like our Mishnah is going not like Rabbi Kiva, because our Mishnah says that if you have Edim on the Tficha and Edim on the Geneva, they could combine to complete the Chiva Dalva. That's the Gemara's question. Oma Abaya, no, it could stim even if you're Rabbi Kiva. Oma Abaya, Filotem Rabbi Kiva, Mila Moida Rabbi Kiva, Vishnaimer Mekidish. V'shnayim omrim ba'al, the afigav the edi bia tzrich l'edi kedushin. He says, let's say you have a isha who got married, and edim know that she got married. They say, edim, we saw her get married. Then, a week later, she's mezana with someone. She's chayiv misa. Who is made on the znus? A different pair of edim. So there you can tell me, l'chari shikl chatzidava, right? Because the second edim says she's mezana, cannot be chayiv misa unless you know about the first pair of edim. So is that kul chatzidava? So we know that's not called Chatzidava, and we'll explain why in a second. It says, "Afiltem Rabbi Kiva, Mila Moya Rabbi Kiva, V'shnayim Rabbi Kiva is Moya, V'shnayim Oimrim Kiddush. Two Edim are saying that she's Mekudeshes. V'shnayim Oimrim, and two other Edim say Baal that she's Mezana. The Afgav the Edim Bia, even though the Edim of the Znus Tzrich Leedik Kedushin need the Edim of Edik Kedushin, Kivin the Edik Kedushin, but it's Alchar Shbi Chatzidava. But no, but since Kivin the Edik Kedushin Tzrich Leedik Bia, since the Edik Kedushin are self-standing Edim. Those Edim are Eidim by itself, and they don't need the Eidibia. Lechuch Eidibia. Dava Karina Bay. That's called a Dava. What it means like this, that there, the first two Eidim that say that she's married, that's a good Eidus. So the second Eidus that says that she's Mezana is not Kuchatz Dava anymore. Because since the first Eidim is Eidim by itself has its own value, and it's its own Eidus, and that's definitely Chal, so the second Eidus could now piggyback on that. It's not Kuchatz Dava anymore. I would say the Svara is, because now that's like a done deal, the first Eidim, that's like known. So the second Eidim is saying the whole thing, saying she's Mezana. It's fine. Egneva was, that's what we're saying. That's exactly what we're answering here. Perfect, yeah. Hakinami, that's what we're answering. That's what Rabbi's answer. Kishtim Rakam Rakiva. Hakinami, Afagav, the Eidit Tvicha, Tvicha, the Egneva. Even though the Eidit Tvicha needed Egneva, keep the Egneva, Loy Tvicha, the Tvicha. And why? Because the Egneva are Eidit by itself. They're Mechayev Kefal. They're already a full fledged Eidit. They're not Stam nothing. The Dava Karina Bay. It's called Davar. Like Mashainkin, by the case of Chazaka, we're there. They all need each other. No Eidus by itself is nothing. If two Eidim come and say he's there for a year, it's nothing. It wasn't nothing. It means nothing. That he's there for a year. That means nothing. Mashaykin here, the first Eidus is a real Eidus. Both by the Eidic Kedushin and also here by this case also. That's how it is. It's real Eidus. It's complete Eidus and it has a Chalois and therefore it's not Kochatzi Dava. So therefore, our Mishnah is also like Rabbi Akiva. Now, the Gemara wants to know, Rabbanon, who argue with Rabbi Akiva, don't hold of Dava Chazdava. It means Rabbanon hold that in the case of Chazaka, you can combine all three Eidim. So what are the Rabbanon? Hai Davar, v'loi chatzi Davar, l'mute mai. This Davar, what does it do with? It says, a pishne Eidim, a shloi shedim yakum Davar. What does it do with the word Davar? What is the darshan with it? Lemute mai lemute echad imer achas begaba. It's coming to lafuke. We have a shaila. Let's say Aisha was mezana. We're not sure if she's a bar einshim yet. She's not sure if she's a gedola or not. Not sure if she has shtei sirus. So we have two edim saying achas begaba. So one here begaba. Va'achadam echad achas bekreisa. Different parts of the area where she has shtei sirus. So one aid says there's one here begaba, the other aid says there's one here bekresa near her stomach. So there, it says that that case will not work. So the Gemara says they don't need chazdava that. Hay chazdava chatzedesu. There it's not even a chazdava. There it's chatzedes. You don't have aidos on either here. You only have one aid on each here. That for sure won't be a good aidos. You don't need a head to have chatzedava for that. You don't have a positive chatzedava that's not a good aidos.
Let's see, you have two aids saying one here over there.
Let's finish the case. What do you mean? Two of them saying both, and it's good. It could be combined. Yeah, it works. Yeah, it's Cyrus. It doesn't be the same place. Here there's only one aid on each. Ella, you know what? We're going to come with a case like this. Ella mute shnayim ayim achas begaba, v'shnayim ayim achas bekreisa. They're coming to exclude a case where two of them saying the one here is begaba, and two of them saying one bekreisa. So here, you have two of them on both hairs. So here, it's not a good, even Rabbanon agree, it's called Chatzidava. Hani Amri Katani, Ivani Katani, each one saying Katana. That means Rabbanon agree, it's called Chatzidava. Even though we have two Eidus on both ears, it's still Chatzidava. So why is that different than Chazaka? We're saying, by Chazaka 3 years, Rabbanon say, that's not called Chatzidava. But here is called Chatzidava. Why? What's the difference? So both Rashi and Tosfos says is Kasha. So let's see Rashi first. Akati Katani, Rashi says. Hilkoch Loi Mitstarfin. Therefore, it's not mitzdarif. Aval gabi chazaka, kulam meidim shayim mochsiba. They all made that he was mochsiba. So Rashi is not so clear. So the Machamis Hashem, it's the Ramban's pirish on the Rif. We argued a lot on the Balamar there, we know of. So there, he says pshat in Rashi. He says, the lashon is like this. Sha'afa k'tana shebektanis, efshe she'e lo saira achas. It's possible in fact Tana to have one here. He's saying like this. I'll now tell you outside. He's saying the Rabban saying one here is nothing. It's not, there's nothing to it. Saying one here, so therefore two aid is saying one here is nothing. Tana has it also. It's nothing. Being on a field for 1 year has a value. You might say you were muchzik for 1 year. It's not enough to bring you to Chazaka, but there is something about that. You were muchzik for 1 year. There is something to that, and therefore that's why it's better. Being muchzik for 1 year means I'm being ready. This guy sat and on your field, and he was a muchzik for 1 year. It's not enough to say a chazaka. Aber gabe edes chazaka, read it inside, because some people are making faces. Aber gabe edes chazaka, kol achas meida shu mochsich ba, kaotam ha machsich be shaloi, shu toyin, vay mani lakachtiya mucha. Nimtzes edes zu has chalas edes shnia, shvei idu shu ra oisa ber shushi shalzev, liyat shu shalzev. They're saying edes, saying this, he was acting like its own. He was eating on his field. There's a real edes to that. Saying one here is not an edes, it's nothing. What am I saying? She's a ktana?
It's a guy sat on the field 3 years, it was also nothing.
No, 1 year. We mean 1 year to say, not 3 years. What? No, it's not nothing. No, no, right. 1 year. 1 year is not nothing. He's saying he's standing in the field for a year. No, it's not nothing. It's just not enough. Of course not. How's that nothing? He's standing in the field.
I said he's standing in 3 years, but I didn't see him in 2 years. No, nothing.
No, what are 3 years? I don't know. How many years ago? Maybe 2 years.
Right. 3 years ago, he's standing in the field. 2 years ago, he's standing in the field.
Right.
But this is not last year.
Right. Right.
The guy said like that 3 years ago, he's standing in the field.
Why?
He's not saying anything because if he didn't say 2 years ago, he didn't say
so, anything. So, he won't be able to use it, but it is something. He sat in someone else's field and used the field for a year. That's what he did. There's something to that, of course. It's that field. It's not enough. Let's say they changed how much, you know, a guy's falaid, someone sitting on his field, let's say. So then it'll be enough. But here, even if you change the dins, there's no such thing. Ketana has 1 year. It will never be a raya. It'll never be able to be changed. Ketana has one here. That's what he's saying. This is just a amount of time you need. There is something to it. Just it's not enough. It's not enough. Like upon him, that's Rashi's tarot. So Taisa's tarot is easy to understand. That's what we'll read Taisa's. For those who didn't get Rashi, Taisa's much easier. Look, Taisa's Lamute. V'loi dom b'lishana v'shayna b'fnei shnayim. The hosom ro'u kol masha yechoyim liris b'oysa sha'a. They said different miles. The mile is there. The two Edim on year number one saw whatever they could see. They can't see in the future. They saw whatever they could see. That's what's called Edim. Masha Enkein by the case of Shtei Cyrus. There, you should, if there was two Cyrus right now, you should have seen both of them. You only saw one. That's a Chatzidav. So bottom line is, we had Rabbi Kiva held that Chazak was no good because Chatzidav it's a Chatzidav. Rabbi hold that is good, and everyone agrees by the Achas Begav Achas Kresa. What is pshat in our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah was pshat. Teretz our Mishnah is like a third case. It's better because the first Edim alone is worth something because it's a Geneva. And therefore, even Rabbi Kiva will agree, our Mishnah is not Chatzi Davar and it goes to Kuliyama. Zok to Gemara Vaita. It said in our Mishnah, Gonav Umochar B'Shabbos. Someone steals and sells it on Shabbos. He's Chayiv Dal V'Hei. That means, because there's no Kamei Rabbeinu, because there's no Chiyav Misa for selling something on Shabbos. You now sell some Shabbos from Darabana, but Midrash is no Isser, and therefore you know Kamei Rabbeinu Yichai Fudalvehei. Frey the Gemara Vatanya with the Brisa Potter that you're part of such a case that if you sell something on Shabbos and you're not Chayav Dalvehei, and for the Gemara I'll tell you Pshat in the Brisa. The Pshat in the Brisa says a Potter and it's Kamei Rabbeinu by Shabbos. What's the case? But Imr Loi. The guy who's buying the shor tells the ganev, "Okus l'cha te'ena meteinasi, rip out a fig from my fig tree, v'tikneli ganev usich, and then I will be koina with that kinyan kesa. I'll be koina your shor. That's how the sale was made. Since the sale was made with the Issa Shabbos, because you have to pull out the te'ena, so that's why it's kamli rabnei's chayiv misa." Let's say he would pull out the ta'ina, eat that fig, and then he would say, no, I'm not giving you the shar. I'm not giving you the shar. Could I demand the money back? Or demand the ta'ina back? The halach is no, because since he did it be'issa Shabbos, he's chayav v'nafshoy, he's not mechuyev to give that ta'ina back. We don't say go pay that ta'ina. Why? Because he's chayiv misa. So hamechir nami la mechir. It's also not a mechira, which means like this. This is like this. We're saying even though Hitaka gave the shar to the buyer and the buyer gave me a ta'ina by letting me pull out the ta'ina, the guy of pulling out the ta'ina. But since when I pull out the ta'ina, I'm not really chayiv to give it back because since I'm chayiv for Shabbos, I'm not chayiv to give it back. King Kesef works, the Achareinim say, with the Eschaivis. When you give me Kesef, I owe you something back. That's how the Kenyan works. But if I don't owe you something back, Kenyan doesn't work. King Kesef will not work. And therefore, here we're saying that the Kenyan should not work, because since I'm not Machayev to give that to Ena back to you, because I did it in a way where I'm Machayev and Afshay, so there, the Gemara's cash is, how could that be a real Mechira? There's no Kenyan on the Mechira. You hear the longest?
I don't know. I didn't say question that. It's not coming down. It's separate actions.
No such thing like that. There's no such halacha like that. Every common is two separate actions. It's that the machir is done with this. What do you mean? It's two separate surim, you mean? So that's not a kasha. Okay. This is Kamra Rabne. This is Kamra 101. This is Kamra Rabne. This is every Kamra Rabne is like this. You go like a mayor who argues that the Ein Zem is Chayv. Every Kamra Rabne is two different things. Right, here, exactly. So when you pull out a Taino in someone, you either you took away a guy's Taino, so you're over Taino, and you're a Chayav Shabbos. It's the exact same mindset, exact same everything. I'm talking about the one mindset. When I pull this out of the tree, I was over two things. I stole it from him, basically, and I also over the thing. It's the exact same mindset. I'm not sure what you're saying. So you say, oh, because one Shabbos and one's this, that is Kamar Rabbeinu.
Well, you stole it, just we don't give you both.
That's what Kamar Rabbeinu means. So you're saying Chayav Lotz Dibu Shemayim. Okay, so kasha? Good kasha, maybe. Maybe it's a good kasha. Ask the question that way. Chayav Lotz Dibu Shemayim, you mean? Yeah, that we're not talking about that now. Here it's not Chayev and Bezdin. You're not Chayev and Bezdin. Why not? The loss of the Gemara is very meduyik. Bevarning Rabbi Yosef's Kasha. He says Chayev and loss of Shemayim. He says the Chiktava le Kamon Bedina in Bezdin loy mechayev and not Chayev. So therefore, why not? Because come with Rabbeinu. So let's go. So here it's the same exact Maisa Mordechai. I'm not sure which two Maisa talk about. You pull it out is when you're Chayev. That's the Maisa. And that's also the Maisa of the Shabbos. So the question is, I was jumping to the Lumdus before we got to the basics. Now I'll go back to the Lumdus. And the Shaila is here, the Maisa, what happened? He pulled it out and he gave the Shara to the guy. So what's the Kasha? It was a Mechira. So now I'm telling you what the Lumdus is, that the way Mechira works is, when you Chayiv that Taina back, that creates the Kinyan. And here we say, I'm not Chayiv to give the Taina back. That's the. Now the other question is, I'm sure it's bothering the Olam over here, the Kinyan Kesa doesn't work by Metatolim. You need Mashiach. So what's going on anyway? So Tosis really asked this question. Tosis did Masla Ba'imer. And Tosis says that, because you know, we're talking about Chalipin. But for Tosis, Chalipin doesn't work by Paris either. Here we're talking about Paris. So Chalipin doesn't work by, it says, ain't Paris layout the Chalipin for Rav Nachman. That Tosis Kasha. Tosis answers two type of Chalipin. One type of Chalipin works with doing like a Kenyan Sudor, like with a handkerchief. That doesn't work in Paris. But when it works Shava B'Shava, when you do it like a Chalipin B'Toyras Domim, that Chalipin works even by Paris. That Chalipin even works even by Paris. And therefore, there it works even by Paris, and that's why it's working over here, the Kenyan. So I can point with tomorrow's Kasha is, no, you're not Mechayev and Afshin, no Kenyan. HaMechiru, Lana HaMechiru. Good, everyone's good so far? Yeah? So our papa changed it. You know how it worked the Kenyan? The Kenyan was, he said, throw the Geneva into my chatzer, and I'll be kind of your Geneva with Kenyan chatzer, and then I'll give you money for it. So what's the problem here? When the Ganev throws it into the field, so that's his chayev hoitzah. Going from Shusha Rabban to Shusha Yachid, he's chayiv to bring it out. It's a chnasa, it's actually called. But he's over that Isser, and he's over that Isser, the Shabbos, and that's the exact same time as the Kenyan. So that's why we're saying over here that there's a Mechira, it's a good Mechira, because it's a good Kenyan. And we're saying over here, Gan of a Machav of Shabbos Pata. Why? Because this Dalvehei made you chayiv for Shabbos. So as Mara says, Mordechai says, "Come on, Rabbi Kiva, Dama, Klutik Mishukadamya." That's like Rabbi Kiva holds that Yechayev Shabbos once it reaches the Avir Achatzer. The Ikar Abanon, if it's going to Abanon, give me the mat Lachatzer Beisa Ikana. That's for sure. When it reaches into the Avir of your house, Lachatzer Beisa, but or Beisa is it's really the Avir Chatzeroy. Once it reaches the ear of your property, the loch is that's Kaina for sure. Kana. Leyin Shabbos, the Mechayev ad mat la'ara. But Shabbos, the Mechayev, till it reaches the ground. So most of you going to Rabbi Kiva holds that Kluta, Kishukhidon, once it's in the Avi, it's Kilo landed already, and that's why the Chiyah comes at the same time. Because if not, the Gemara's Kash is that the Kinyan happens when it's in the air, and the Chiyah of Shabbos happens when it's on the ground two different times. So Chara, there's no Kamer Rabbinet. And whatever, Tosis really asked that you could have answered that here, it's Akira Tzarech Hanacha. That the Gemara says that if I pick something up and I throw it to your thing, if I need the Akira, the Tzarech Hanacha, then it could be it's all part of the Chiyuv of Shabbos, and then maybe it could be, but Gemara's going to answer, I'm going to answer something else. But Akapani, here we're talking about a case where you threw it into the property, and that's why the case is Chayiv Shabbos. I'm saying it must be going to Rabbi Kiva, not according to Rabbanon, because according to Rabbanon, the Shabbos is not Chayiv until it lands on the ground. And for the Gemara, no. He said, I don't want my chatz to be koyin until it lands. And therefore, you're taking care of all the problems. So just, let's just analyze. Let's just imagine this. You know what's happening over here? The guy is throwing either a shor or a seh into the guy's kaka. Remember, we had before, the only chayv dal hay, only for shor or a seh. So we're obviously talking about animal here. And the guy says, the only kind of animal. He picks up the animal, he throws it into the guy's chatzer, and it's in the ear also. You got to be a pretty strong ganav. Al kaponim, in any case, here we're saying it wasn't chal, the kinyan, until it landed on the ground. Rav Amar, a different teretz. How is it possible to have ganav amachah potter? Remember, the Mara's kasha was that if you ripped out the ta'ina, l'chayra, it's not a mechira. Why is it not a mechira? Because you're not mechayev the taina back because you're mechayev an afshe. So why is it a mechira? That was the Mara's kasha. So the Gemara, Rav Amar, Olam Gram Vacham, it's a taka Gram Vacham is pshat. We ripped out a ta'ina. Ah, you had a kasha l'chayra. It's not a good mechira because you're not mechayev. So he says, no, I'll show you that it is good. Esnan Asur Taira. The law is that if someone gives a animal for a zoyna for her services, the law is that you cannot use that animal for a carbon. So then in Taira, vafilu bala imoy. Zokto Rava, the law is even for bala imoy. Veit hovale kamam bedina. And if that imoy asked him in Besdin for the esnan mika tovale bedina. You can't do that. Esnan, do we say give the esnan? She's chayav ben afshay. Ella, what do you say? Even though if she asks him, then you don't have to give it because he's chayav ben afshay. The chiyav lehav esnan. Still, if he gives it, it's a esnan. If the guy asked for his ta'ina, still, if he's maknit with this, it is a mechira. So what's takapshat? If we said the whole lamas of mechira is only from because you're chayiv to pay it back, here's saying not chayiv to pay it back. So why takap mechira? And for dachroinim, like you said, this is chayiv lots of dev shemayim, so therefore the mechira will work. Therefore, the mechira will work in such a case, and the mechira will be chal. So that's Rav's answer. Avad will go in the case of kasev teini. The question was, it's no schayv. Even though it's not a full schayv, it's bedin. It's still called the esnan. Same thing. It'll still be called a mechira over here. Come on? Gevaldik.